Well, let's take a look at some high school sports from the weekend. First, the girls' state soccer championships concluded on Saturday with all three classes having their final games. Class 1A, the title, Davenport Assumption. They have a 3-0 win over Center Point Urbana. Class 2A championship goes to Lewis Central for the second straight season as the Titans beat Union 2-1 in the finals. And in the championship match in 3A, Ames 1-0 winners over West Des Moines Valley. Also from Saturday, let's recap some high school softball scores first. Atlantic participating in the John Stevens Classic in Creston, suffering their first losses of the season. Clark defeated Atlantic 3-2. Murray downed Atlantic 2-0. Red Oak over Mount Air 5-4. Trainer over Mount Air 7-4. Sioux City East topping Nottoway Valley 16-4. Murray over Clark 2-1. Trainer beat Red Oak 11-6. Sioux City East over Creston 7-6. IKM Manning beat Clarinda by a score of 11-1. Dallas Center Grimes over IKM Manning 2-0. Dallas Center Grimes also beat Creston 6-1. In the Riverside tournament on Saturday, Shenandoah winner over East Mills 16-4. Shenandoah also beat Sydney 8-7. Thomas Jefferson over Riverside 6-3. TJ beat Sydney 8-6. Riverside over East Mills 13-2. AHSTW tournament saw AHSTW beat Woodbine 6-1. Tri-Center over Essex 18-7. It was Woodbine beating Essex 6-3. Championship saw AHSTW win in 11 innings over Tri-Center 9-8. The Woodward Granger tournament included Lewis Central beating Pleasantville 9-3, Winterset downing Lewis Central 5-2, Winterset beating Abe Lincoln 11-1. Also in the OABCIG tournament, it was Denison over Maple Valley in 8 innings, 20-12, Kemper Catholic beating Carroll 6-5. In the championship, Denison over Kemper Catholic 9-5. In the Lennox tournament Saturday, Lennox beat Stanton 10-0, I-35 over Earlham 7-0, Earlham beat Stanton 12-0. It was I-35 winning the championship, beating Lennox by a final of 2-0. Also on Saturday, the Southeast Valley tournament saw Glidden-Ralston defeat Coon Rapids Bayard 8-4. Southeast Valley beat Glidden-Ralston 13-3. And also in action on Saturday, West Monona beat West Harrison 7-4 in girls softball. Boys baseball play on Saturday. Atlantic hosting its own tournament. It was Exira EHK over Atlantic 18-7. Trainer beat Atlantic 15-10. Perry over Trainer 11-1. And Exira EHK downing Perry by a score of 8-6. In the Carroll tournament, it was Kemper Catholic beating Logan Magnolia 15-2. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Kemper Catholic 17-7. Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Logan Magnolia 19-2. Coon Rapids Bayard over Carroll 11-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Hampton Dumont 17-6. Also in the Des Moines tournament, St. Albert beat Newman Catholic 9-8. And Iowa City Regina down St. Albert 21-16. Also in boys baseball Saturday, Cam edging Red Oak 3-2. Davenport Central over Lewis Central 5-4. Well, NCAA baseball championships, the College World Series in Omaha, the lineup is just about complete. Just one slot left to fill, and that could be filled today. In action on Saturday, it was Oregon State beating Vanderbilt 9-2. Texas A&M beating Davidson 12-6, and Louisville over Kentucky 6-2. Those are Saturday games, and those winners, Louisville, Texas A&M, and Oregon State, all win 2-0 in their series to advance to the College World Series. In Sunday action, Cal State Fullerton beat Long Beach State 2-1 to rally back from 1-0 down to win that series 2-1 in advance to the series. Also on Sunday, Florida State beat Sam Houston State 19-0 to sweep that series in advance to the World Series. LSU beat Mississippi State 14-4 Sunday to advance with a 2-0 win in that Super Regional final. Also in Super Regional play Sunday, it was TCU over Missouri State 8-1 as TCU sweeps 2-0 to advance. Now today, we'll have the finish of a game between Wake Forest and Florida as the Gainesville Super Regional. Florida's up 1-0 and can advance to the College World Series with a win today, but they've got some work to do. They're in the fifth inning. Wake Forest with a 5-4 lead over the Gators. Play was suspended yesterday due to weather. They'll pick it up at noon Central Time today. In Major League Baseball, Dexter Fowler hit a 3-run homer, and Adam Wainwright tossed 5 solid innings, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 6-5 win over the Philadelphia Phillies on Sunday. St. Louis has won 3 in a row after a season-high 7-game losing streak. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Miami 3-1, the Mets over Atlanta 2-1, Chicago beat Colorado 7-5, Arizona down Milwaukee 11-1, and the Dodgers rallied to beat Cincinnati 9-7. Mike Moustakas hit two home runs, and Jake Junis pitched seven-plus solid innings to help the Kansas City Royals beat the San Diego Padres 8-3 on Sunday. Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer also homered for the Royals. They hit five of them Saturday against the Padres, too. Also in interleague play yesterday, San Francisco beat Minnesota 13-8, Texas over Washington 5-1. In the American League on Sunday, the Yankees beat Baltimore 14-3, Cleveland down Chicago 4-2, Tampa Bay beat Oakland 5-4, the Angels over Houston 12-6, Toronto beat Seattle 4-0, Detroit over Boston 8-3. In Pacific Coast League play, Omaha beat New Orleans in 10 innings, 15-11, Colorado Springs an 8-3 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Well, the Stanley Cup stays in the Steel City. The Pittsburgh Penguins are the first team in 19 years to win a second straight Stanley Cup as they completed the feat with a 2-0 shutout of the Predators in Nashville. Neither team scored until former Predator Patrick Hornquist beat Pekka Rinne from a bad angle with a minute 35 remaining. Carl Hagelin then sealed the win, scoring into an empty net with 14 seconds left. Matt Murray stopped 27 shots, recording his second consecutive shutout. Murray also blanked Nashville in the Penguins' 6-0 rout in Game 5. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy for the second consecutive year after finishing second to teammate Evgeny Malkin with 27 points. That's the fifth Stanley Cup overall for the Penguins, who have won all of their clinchers on the road. The 1998 Red Wings were the last team to win a second consecutive Stanley Cup. In golf yesterday, Daniel Berger shot a 4-under-66 to erase a three-shot deficit and win the St. Jude Classic for a second consecutive year. The 24-year-old is the fourth back-to-back winner at St. Jude and the first since David Toms did it in 2003 and 04. Berger was 10-under for the tournament, one shot ahead of Charles Schwartzel and Wee Kim. Brant Jobe's victory drought is finally over. Jobe fired a 3-under-par 69 to win the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines. That was his first professional win since 1998.
You know, it's hard. You're out here to win. Yeah. And I haven't done as good a job as I would have liked over the last bit, especially out when I was out on tour. Japan was great, and I learned how to win. I just didn't do it. So this is nice. It's a little bit of a relief.
Jobe held off his college roommate and defending champion Scott McCarron, who tied with Kevin Sutherland for second place, just a stroke back. With the wind a factor, Jobe says consistent putting was a key to the win.
I made the 4 and 5 footers that I needed to make, which was nice, and that's what you have to do to win. I hit a lot of good putts that didn't go in today, which would have made it a lot easier, but overall I made the ones that you have to make to win.
Bernhard Langer finished fourth. Scott Verplank and Tom Lehman were part of a group that tied for fifth in that tournament yesterday in Des Moines. Rafael Nadal has become the first player of the Open era to win the same major 10 times. Nadal took his 10th French Open title and 15th career Grand Slam championship by thumping third-seeded Stan Wawrinka 6-2, 6-3, and 6-1. The 31-year-old Nadal breezed through the tournament by winning every set and dropping just 35 games, the second fewest by any man in a Grand Slam tourney since the Open era began in 1968. The 31-year-old Nadal watched last year's French Open from home while recovering from a wrist injury. His latest title breaks a tie with Pete Sampras for the second most Grand Slams by a male. It's three behind Roger Federer. And racing, Ryan Blaney earned his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory by holding off Kevin Harvick down the stretch at Pocono Raceway. Blaney was exhilarated following a frantic final 10 laps in which he needed to pass a blocking Kyle Busch with about 9 laps left. The 23-year-old Blaney won for the first time in 68 career starts, doing it without a working team radio. Eric Jones was third, followed by Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, and Martin Truex Jr. Darrell Wallace Jr. finished a lap down in 26th in the first start by a black driver in the Cup Series since 2006. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.